Griffey and 98.1 FM W251 BU Kenosha.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Monica Ricks. Super Bowl 58 kicking off in Las Vegas soon, where the Kansas City Chiefs are looking to become back-to-back champs when they face the San Francisco 49ers at Allegiant Stadium. Our Wendy Gillette is there talking to fans.
Kansas City resident Susan Sight will be there in the stands for Super Bowl 58 with high confidence for her team.
The Chiefs are going to take it again, no doubt. Patrick Mahomes, Travis Kelce, they've got this.
Pat Kidwell from Los Angeles backs the 49ers, but isn't as positive.
I'm just rooting for them. I don't know about if I think they're going to win. I think it's quite a toss-up.
But Maggie Vandevoort from Encino, California, is all in for the 49ers.
They are definitely going to win today.
Why do you think that?
Purdy. He's the dark horse, you know, the underdog. Got to root for the underdog.
Kickoff is 6:30 Eastern time. Wendy Gillette, CBS News, Las Vegas.
Usher's headlining the halftime show, and in just a little bit, country music star Reba McEntire will sing the national anthem. You can watch it all live on CBS and Paramount Plus. Police say a woman with a rifle was killed by off-duty officers at Joel Osteen's megachurch today in Houston, Texas. Authorities there say a child was also shot as families took cover. The Pentagon confirms everyone has been notified this time of Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin's hospitalization for a bladder issue. CBS's Eleanor Watson has details.
He was transported to Walter Reed National Military Medical Center by his security detail. The Deputy Secretary of Defense, Joint Chiefs of Staff, White House, and Congress have all been notified. Earlier this year, the secretary was hospitalized for 2 weeks following complications related to prostate cancer treatment. Pentagon said Sunday he is retaining his duties as secretary, but the Deputy Secretary of Defense is ready to assume them if needed.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says they are working to clear Hamas targets from southern Gaza now, despite President Biden's warnings.
Those who say that under no circumstances should we enter Rafah are basically saying lose the war, keep Hamas there.
Netanyahu on ABC.
I'm Deborah Patter in Jerusalem. The 1.4 million Palestinians who've sought shelter in Rafah have been given several options by Israel. They can either move to another part of Rafah, but that is really already overcrowded. They can go to Khan Yunis, which is still regularly being bombed, or return to the north, but that's all but been obliterated. So none of these seem to be viable options.
This, of course, if Congress advances an aid bill for Israel and Ukraine. And Caitlin Clark will likely make history later this week. She needed 39 points to set an NCAA women's scoring record.
Clark from the logo.
But she got just 31 today against Nebraska. She'll need 8 on Thursday when Iowa takes on Michigan. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Your prep.
A little bit of Jimmy.
Oh, there you go.
And a little bit of K, Special K.
Jimmy K's own song.
Makes me feel like $1 million.
I'm, you know what? I'm just always happy to be here. I'm happy to be anywhere, as Keith Richards has said so often. It's a miracle.
Saturday nights at 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hello and welcome to Max Inc. Radio, original local music till midnight. Max Inc. Radio is sponsored by Ignite Glass and Gifts, locally hand-blown glass. 3 locations in Madison, plus shop online at igniteglassandgifts.com. And by the Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber, the most trusted name in real estate. Sell or buy your next home at movetomadison.com. Let's start off with a double dip of the German art students. Here on Max Inc. Radio, we are local music.
She drives around in her punk rock car. She stays in the city and doesn't go far. Punches the clutch, hits the accelerator. In a cloud of dust, she shouts,
I'll see you later.
There's a tape deck in the dash. The Ramones, the Pixies, the Fleetings, and the Clash. She's driving real safe, she doesn't want to smash. She's gotta go to work, she's gone in a flash. She's going to her job in the punk rock car. Mixtapes on the floor in the punk rock car. They're going to a show in the punk rock car. Punk rock car, punk rock car, punk rock car. Punk rock car, punk rock car. Packs in her friends, they're gone. faces are lit up by the dashboard glow. The car is paid for, nobody is owed. Freedom and fun are their cargo. She's gotta go to work in the punk rock car. She's giving people rides in the punk rock car. There are coins on the floor in the punk rock car. Punk rock car, punk rock car. Color like November sky gray. Hoosier Doo sticker on display. Ignition stop, there's no display. Pop the clutch, she's on her way.
About Max Inc. Radio Live, original local music until midnight. Hi there, I'm KJ Osborne, sitting in for Jimmy K tonight. We just finished up a double dip from the German art students, Punk Rock Car and None Shall Cover Us. Give us a call or a text at 844-967-2789. That's 844-96-PARTY, or get the Civic Media app on maxincradio.com.
Oh. All right, KJ. Woo! Thank you. Thank you for sitting in for Jimmy K. He is, Jimmy K, he's out hunting Sasquatch, I believe, in New York City.
Yes, I wonder if he's having any luck.
He found one at the jazz club, I think.
We shall hear stories from him next Saturday. Wow.
Wow. He's out. They're coming back soon. He'll be back next week, Jimmy K. Hope you had a great time in New York City. Mm-hmm. Hey, German art students, you know, we just announced a show, Max Inc. Radio Matinee Concert Series. Those are presented by Civic Media and Mad Radio 92.7 FM. It all happens at the High Noon Saloon in these matinee mm-hmm. shows. The doors open at noon, and then bands from 1 to 4. You're home by dinner.
That's a good sell, isn't it?
You're home by dinner, no football. And so on February 18th, Sunday, February 18th, that's coming up next week, the German art students are going to be kicking off at 1 p.m., then followed by the Apologists, and then followed by El Donk. And now the crazy stuff is, right, that the German art students over two decades ago played their first show opening for El Donk at OK's Corral.
No way. Yes. Okay, this is great history.
And I think so did the Apologists at another show. So you're talking like 60 years of collected band history, Madison band history at this one show.
And this is going to be a terrific show.
Yeah,
I mean, oh my gosh. And having known that they have played together all of these other times, but way back then,
yeah,
you know you're going to get good music from these bands too, because they've been together that long. Wow.
Yeah, so that is going to be just a fabulous show. Well, Terry, we have a big show coming up tonight.
Ooh.
What do we got going on?
Okay, we are going to kick things off with our first interview at 6:30. Rowan Childs. If you don't know Rowan, oh my goodness, this woman is doing amazing things in making sure kids get books to read. She is the head of the Madison Reading Project, so we're going to learn all about it and how we can help as well.
Wow.
Yeah. And then at 7:30, we've got Gordy Young coming in. John and Gordy show. That's on, it's right here on WMDX every weekday morning from 6 to 8. And you have been a frequent guest, haven't you, Roger?
Oh, yeah. You know, I go on there every Friday to bring music of what's happening in Live in the Lair. And sometimes we do some throwbacks or themed music.
I've heard it. It's fun.
And yeah, it's a good time.
Yeah.
They are a lot of fun. They're one of the best, morning shows around. I enjoy listening to them.
I can't wait to talk with Gordy. So we'll get the scoop from Gordy coming up at 7:30. Panchromatic Steel at 8:30. Going to talk to a couple of the guys from Panchromatic Steel. They have some new music coming out, don't they?
I think we'll find that out. But what they do have is a Fat Tuesday show.
Oh, that's even better.
And they're going to be playing with Mama Dig Down's brass band.
Oh,
I always want to say Junction because I remember them 30 years ago. Mm-hmm. They were Mama Dig Down's Brass Junction.
Oh,
but now they're the brass band, right? That's how much history they have.
Yes.
And so Rock will be coming in along with Chad from the Panchromatic Steel, and we're going to hear about their kind of collaborated Fat Tuesday show.
Oh, that's awesome. And not to veer too far off course, because I like to do that sometimes, Rocker.
Yes.
Sal's Tomato Pies, one of our sponsors.
Yes.
I just saw they have a Mardi Gras style pizza this next week. It looks fabulous.
Wow.
So I'm just putting that out there for all of you.
Mm-hmm. We were just eating Salvatore's pizza tonight.
That is so so good. They have the best pizza. They
Twice
really
in one
do.
Week? I'm good with that.
Wow. Nice. Very nice. I'm going to have some bar notes coming up for you in a little while as well. And then live in the lair tonight. This is really, really cool. Joe Richter. Joe's coming over to the Madison studio from Milwaukee. That will kick off at 9 o'clock. And Joe, he can do it all. He plays keyboards. He plays guitars. He writes. He sings. He sits in with other bands. Typically, he's a one-man band, though. And we're going to get a taste of that tonight.
We are.
Yes. And then Maxine Kathy, of course. 10 Maxine. To midnight. Hey. Oh, phew, that's a lot.
Ooh, all right. A lot. Well, yeah, we better get it started.
Let's play let's some go. Music.
How about some Jeremiah tired. Jams yeah. band Dancing in Your Soul on Max Inc. Radio?
Feeling low.
See that pressure that's on your mind? Is that feeling like you're wasting time? It needs more money, yeah. And it just ain't funny when you hit your low. But it ain't no mystery, mystery in my mind.
Interviews with our guests live in the lair and full shows all just waiting for you. Plus, you can get a direct link and grab the Civic Media app as well. Check it all out at maxincradio.com.
All right. Thanks, KJ. Hey, you know, Terry.
Yes, Rocker.
Max Inc. Radio was just nominated for a Whammy Award.
I know, it's so
and
exciting.
A Mama Award. We're up for a couple. And voting is actually going to be starting for the first round of voting for Whammy February 16th. That's this Friday.
It is.
And we're really excited. And, you know, we're going to be a big part of Whammy this year. We're going to talk a little bit about our partnership tonight and about, you know, coming together. We're a statewide music program and they're a statewide music industry organization.
Yes, indeed.
And so, hey, we thought we'd start unifying the state.
Why not?
Music scenes, right?
Oh, I love it so much. And I know we feel so honored to even be nominated for these because it means somebody actually had to take the time to go in and put our names in and the show name and all of that. And it just means so much, you know. The winning is always terrific, but just getting a nomination just feels so big. So thank you to whoever did that. And thank you to
me.
Ah! Oh, thank you, KJ. Oh!
Well, now we know.
Just well,
oh, now she says she's kidding. That's not nice.
And we have a whole timeline for Whammy, like all up through the different nominations and when the real nominations that are announced. And so we'll keep you caught up with that all the way through May 19th. May 18th and 19th in Green Bay is going to be the award celebration weekend for Whammy. And we're glad to be a part of that. So,
Wait until you hear what we have cooking up for that. That's going to be, I think we're going to talk a little bit about it later in the show, too.
We're forecasting.
Okay.
Right now.
Well, we also have this to talk about tonight. Rowan Childs.